83. We're staring at the lowest average that we've seen nationally since the beginning of May.
Hawaii still has the highest price at $3.75 a gallon, followed by California at $3.61. Then it was Alaska at $3.37. I'm John Clemens.
A new study by RentTop.com has named Chicago as the rat capital of America, with a total of just over 50,000 rat complaints in 2017. The study compared complaints from Boston, Chicago, New York City, Washington, D.C., and found that Chicago topped the list with just over 1,800 complaints per 100,000 residents. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Mechanical inspector Stephen Paul said he warned the company operating the now capsized duck boat in Missouri about massive design flaws and safety issues about a year before the accident happened on Thursday that killed 17 people and injured others. Paul shares one of the boat's major design flaws.
There's water coming up into the exhaust, and what's going to happen is the engine's going to seize up from having water in it, and then no propulsion, the boat's not going to move.
Paul, who served in the Army 6 years as a diesel mechanic, was hired by Ripley Entertainment to inspect 24 duck boats last year. Paul says he hopes at least there is something good that can come from this tragedy.
If anything good can come from this accident, it would be the two agencies, the Department of Transportation and the U.S. Coast Guard, come together and create some sort of standard for amphibious vehicles.
Just by a nose, there's a new number one at the box office. USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us who did and didn't make it to the top spot.
The most watched movie over the weekend is not Mamma Mia.
Long time ago, different life.
Now you come back.
Yes, I'm looking for something.
Equalizer 2, starring Denzel Washington, edged out Meryl Streep and Cher in the Mamma Mia sequel. Coming in at number 3, Hotel Transylvania 3. Number 4, Ant-Man and the Wasp. Number 5 is The Incredibles 2, and number 6, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Once again, it's time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Some of us are ready to go today.
We're mostly ready to go.
Okay. Ooh, something just flew by my peripheral vision.
Yeah, that was something special. Listen, folks, I am Mike Hewitt. My co-hosts, Miles Bauer, who was here on time, and Ludwig von Wiedendorski, who is still trying to find his chair. Welcome, Ludwig. I'm glad you were able to make it.
You're welcome.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Listen, folks, this has been a fascinating week. We have showcased both global and domestic politics like we've not seen in a very long time. I say showcased because some of the folks showed themselves a little bit. And so I'm yelling, flag on the play, piling on 15-yard penalty. Miles, what did you think about the weekend review, my friend?
I think that the entire reaction
yep.
to the whole Putin-Trump Helsinki summit,
right?
I think that that was staged and thought out well in advance as to just exactly how the politicians were going to respond and exactly how our friends in the media were going to respond.
I think you're right. And, in fact, we kind of touched on that the other day a little bit when I had pointed out that Trump had said those words. And I think that we're – well, I have to go back and look. I still have not done that. But I think it was literally a quote in the press conference of what he had previously said, I think it's a couple months ago. Well, go back and look and find them and make sure – but what I'm getting at is I think the press, with their zany questions, were purposefully baiting him, trying to elicit that reply, and they already had their cans of stuff ready for him. That was my view of it. Lud, what did you think?
I think they set him up. I think you're right.
Yeah, I do.
And, I mean, but Putin listen, started out right with,
but listen, that's,
about this.
That's not to exonerate him. I mean, the man, in all earnestness, should have seen that coming. I get the response, and he can't say, and I won't rant again, I promise you guys, but he can't say that our federal bureaucracy, our investigative body on a federal level, is in the bag for the Uber left because they depend on big government. Their jobs depend on it. Folks vote their wallet, and that's just the reality of it. So if you're making $100K a year, and you don't have to do nothing but golf and pretend like you're investigating something, what a gig.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, if you don't think those folks are in the bag for it, you're being naive. But Trump can't say that, and he should know that he can't say that.
Even during his response, I felt he was unsure with himself at the first time ever. Almost don't say the wrong thing here.
You thought he was a little bit nervous?
Yeah.
Would you not be?
No, I know that. I would be.
That's the fun
that's
part.
That's what's weird about Trump is you've never seen that.
The fun part about this is all of the know-it-alls across the fruited plain on both sides of the aisle, he should have said X, Y, Z. I'm going, you know what? There's a reason you're not up there, moron. Think about that for a minute. I got to tell you very candidly, I don't know how I would react to that situation when you know that plus or minus 50% of the folks hate you, and it's a really big deal, and you know that no matter what you say, they're going to bag you for it. Miles, is that you're the resident Trump public, and am I being hard on the Trumpster?
No, I was saying, I was spinning it back around on the press, which I think, by the way, on an international basis, I think that the press embarrassed themselves.
I think that's true. Now, there in Europe, Great Britain specifically, the United Kingdom, is made their media over there is talking about Putin's poodle, keeping in mind that that's not a fresh invention. They did that with Obama.
Yeah.
Back when he had his hot mic deal, and of course the media went on about it passionately for about 20 seconds, and then they moved on. Which brings me to my question. Let's do a round robin gamble here. How long, normally we've talked about it at length, how long do you think the news cycle on this will last? 7, 10 days? Will they stretch it out further? Or is it going to fall on its ear for being a nothing burger?
I think it'll be short.
You think short? Because they were on fire for the middle of the week and still on into the weekend. They're on fire.
Well, illegals being separated in Kavanaugh didn't even last 10 days.
Well,
because
but
everything just came, they'll find something new.
You think they'll find something new?
Oh, yeah.
All the way up till November?
Yeah. of 2024.
Yeah. Yeah, they are the ever-ready bunnies of nonsense. The masters of nothing burgers. Listen, speaking of nothing burgers, the Democrats have been calling for Trump's interpreter, the interpreter that Trump used in the Trump-Putin meeting. They want the interpreter to come before Congress and give sworn testimony. I got to tell you now, first off, two things. I think Congress has been absolutely absent from almost all of the major decisions in our society for the last two cycles, maybe more. That's my interpretation of them. That said, set that aside for a minute. I think Chucky Schumer is doing a massive overreach now with the separation of powers for each branch of government. I think he's reaching very far. This is unprecedented. Miles, what say you?
I was going to say, I don't know if they have the votes to actually be able to drag his translator in.
I don't know if they do or not, but what this is about, in my view, yeah, I'm sure they would love to do that, except for the fear that what was said was appropriate, and then what would they do? But I think this is all fodder for the media.
They say the guy's lying.
I'm sorry?
They're just accusing him of lying.
No matter what he said.
I don't know how this is even legal. I would assume there's got to be some kind of law that protects this guy, almost like
executive privilege. It's executive privilege.
He's just an extension of Trump.
It is absolutely executive privilege, and Trump wouldn't allow it. By the way, Obama wouldn't allow it.
No one should.
Reagan, I'm a Reaganite, hardcore Reaganite. Reagan would have been flipping them off in a very statesmanlike fashion.
If it was Hillary, she should flip them off in a stateswomanlike fashion for this.
She'd be busy walking around on the stage with her mouth agapped looking at the balloons.
Well, we know that guy pleaded the fifth anyways because he didn't want to Clinton nap.
Clinton nap. Anyhow, howie. Yowzers. I don't know. It'll be fascinating to see how it all dribbles out. I've almost gotten bored with it myself, only that they keep dragging it, and you know, about every hour they come up with a new nuance and a new way to articulate the same bag of error.
I do believe him, though. I believe he didn't say the right thing. There's a point when he has his response in that he goes, and you've never seen that in Trump.
You're talking about when he was on the stage and he made the wood or wouldn't thing?
Yeah, I really believe he meant to say what he said.
I got to tell you, listen, I like Trump, but I have to tell you something. Part of it goes to age, and Miles is roughly my age, so he may bag me on this since he's our resident Trumpublican. But when I watched him do the would or wouldn't thing, I had an immediate flashback to Clinton saying, it depends on how you define the word is. Miles, what say you?
Yeah, I mean, so when I was reading through all those articles about would and wouldn't,
yep,
and maybe this is my Trump bias, but I saw it as a giant nothing burger.
I agree with that. I agree with that. Speaking of nothing burgers, I don't want to go on at great length about it, but who turned the lights off during his meeting, explaining midweek during the meeting when he was explaining the would and wouldn't? He had a boardroom somewhere at the White House, and there was a whole bunch of powerful people, and in the middle of him explaining about how he trusts our investigative body, the light went off.
Really?
You didn't see that? You didn't watch that?
I was listening to it on the radio.
The light literally went off. It reminded me of meetings I've been in, folks. Honest, this has happened. In fact, it's happened at the Michigan State Republican Party gatherings a number of times. So you got 160-some people in those meetings, and somebody somewhere is leaning against a wall, and they inadvertently rub their bodies up against a light switch. Most of them are dials, so you can dial them up, dial them down. They're not just a switch. And that's what happened when he had allowed the press in to describe the would or wouldn't. You saw that, right, Miles?
No, I did not.
Oh, it was funny, because it was right at the moment when he was saying, I trust our people. Listen, on that, we're going to go to a break, folks, and we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Oh, yeah, check them. You got to take a look. Come on, RenegadeRiver.com.
Absolutely. That is extremely sage, grand sage advice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. Listen, Ludwig, you mentioned the other day this topic, and I stumbled on it by accident. I wanted to include it today. Chicago considering $6 million universal basic income pilot. So Ludwig brought this up, but Miles, you live and are from Chicago, so tell me, because I'm a little bit confused and you are the mathematician in the family, if I were the leader of a municipality that was in bankruptcy, I don't think I'd be looking for a way to gift $6 million of money that I've extorted from the folks that are working there to give to the folks. Help me understand. I can't get my head around that thinking.
Yeah, I didn't follow that either. I mean, when you're in a city that's in a state and they're both in bankruptcy, and now you're going to come up with ways to just hand money out. And the thing that I enjoyed about the article was that it doesn't go into the reason why folks can't find a job in the state of Illinois. Well, it's because the state of Illinois has made it so arbitrary to business that they have to leave the state.
I'm confused, though. Help me a little bit more, because when I listen to the national news, and it doesn't matter, truthfully, whether it's the global news, Fox News, or anything in between, when I listen to them, even the folks that hate Donald Trump have to acknowledge that the unemployment rate is as low as it's been since before 1970. And so it appears to me, now maybe I'm being harsh, cold-hearted, but it appears to me that anybody that's not working is because they've made a decision not to work. Because the employers that I have contact with, both ends of the continent and in the middle, they're saying that we can't find help. So if they can't find help and Chicago's got to give money away, I'm having a tough time making the connection there. Is there something different in Illinois than the other 49 states?
Well, yeah, I mean, in that all of the jobs are leaving the state, and hence the people are following. And like we've talked about previously on the show, Illinois leads the country for most people walking out the door.
So U-Haul, as I recall you mentioned in that dialogue, U-Haul is now the state bird of Illinois.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like our state tree's a construction cone?
Construction, yeah. We had construction before and after the great tax extortion, road tax extortion in Michigan.
Yeah.
I mean, but I got to tell you, you've got a road in Chicago, Miles. What's the name of the highway that goes down towards the loop that has been under perpetual construction? I think I made my first trip there in 1980 or so. Now, earlier than that. I've never been there when that road wasn't under construction. Is that the Kennedy?
Yeah, so there's the Dan Ryan, there's the Edens, and then there's the Kennedy.
Yep. I've never been to Chicago, and I've been there a lot, folks. I've never been there when those roads weren't under construction. That's a phenomenon. How do you always... They must have a lot of union work, because they're not actually doing anything. They're standing around with the jackets on and the cones out, but they've been there for 35, 40 years. Well, maybe that's why they're broke. They got prevailing wage in Illinois.
Hey, Miles, how do you think the teachers will feel about this, since they couldn't get paid, but now we're just going to give people money? You think they're going to strike it for the third time?
Well, wait a minute. Yeah, teachers like this stuff, don't they?
The teachers always go out on strike. It could rain, and that'll spark a teacher strike down here.
Michigan is illegal for teachers to strike. It is.
I think it's a good thing.
I'm not opposed to collective bargaining. I'm not a big union fan, obviously.
Yeah.
But if where I differ from them is, if you don't like your job, go find a different job.
Yeah.
That's the end of it. And then your employer, regardless of whether your employer is a municipality or ABC widget company, your employer is going to stand in the middle of a big empty facility and think, wow, maybe I better pay more. That's market driven. And by the way, teachers, you'll make more money that way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you. If you're good, if you're doing your job, you'll earn more money. Am I being shrill? I know folks think they hate that kind of thinking. What do you mean you want us to earn our money? That's obnoxious.
We did by bargaining for it.
Yeah. What's that old adage that says life isn't what you earn, it's what you negotiate?
Yeah.
That's what they believe. I don't know, but to your point, if the city of Chicago can give away money while at the same time telling the teachers no can do, there is a disconnect there.
Yeah.
And it will be tough on the teachers because they tend to be far left, and the policy of giving away money you've extorted from others is far left politics.
This is 100% socialism. This is supplementing income for nothing. By doing nothing, the government's going to take from somebody and pay someone else out. And we kind of talked about this in class yesterday, and not one person can read
class,
it.
In class, just because some of the folks that are in California or whatnot don't know what you're talking about. You're a professor?
Yeah.
And you teach what?
Management and economics.
Okay, the folks that don't know.
Yeah.
So go ahead, what were you teaching?
We were talking about this yesterday, and there wasn't a single student that could defend it or agree with it, because when you started pointing out that the taxes would have to go up to cover it, that was their point, not mine. I made them bring it up.
But most of your class, maybe I'm all wet, isn't most of your students leaning left?
That's 50-50.
You think it's 50-50?
Yeah, in this class it is.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
All right.
And not one said this was a good idea.
Even on the left?
Yeah.
They all went, oh, that math doesn't add up.
Yeah, they said.
Did you pass out calculators at the beginning of the class? You ruin it for the leftists.
I know. When I start providing tools that work, they're in trouble.
Boy, oh boy. I don't know. Listen, before we run out of time before the break, let's change gears. The Pentagon wants to bring mind control tech to troops. Reading this from nextgov.com, Miles, you're the scientist in the family. Did you read on that article at all? What is your thought on that as a strategy for our military?
Yeah, I thought it was somewhat interesting that it sounds like it's really in its infancy.
Right.
But I thought it was kind of interesting the way they were attempting to come up with machines to detect chemical changes inside of your brain.
So it was, just so you know, folks, when I say mind control, it's not the mind control of the CIA, who I absolutely love and respect, by the way.
You said that straight-faced.
Or any of our other federal institutions of investigative body. No, I all jokes aside, this isn't that kind of mind control. This is almost like cyborg mind control, as I interpreted it. Miles, tell me if I'm wrong, but you'll have a device, a machine, or a robot, or whatever it is that's connected to your brain.
So we're making stormtroopers.
There you are. What do you think of that? Does that? I'm not trying to be flippant, but do you think that's a possibility, Miles?
I guess anything's possible. The problem is, I don't think you and I will live long enough to see anything significant come from it. But I don't mind starting down the path of going in that direction.
Right.
I do.
You don't like it?
No.
Why?
Why did World War II end?
Let's say that again.
Why did the World War II end?
Talking about with Japan?
Yeah.
Because we blew them up.
But what did that mean? What?
We won.
But why did wars end?
Because, when a war actually, and this is an important point, we don't actually have enough time today to really drive into it, but wars don't end that don't have an absolute winner and an absolute loser. There are very few historical cases where a war just stopped and they negotiated, sang kumbaya, and walked away. World War II ended because there was a definitive absolute winner and a definitive absolute loser. And that's what actually ended that war. It's why it didn't continue on with perpetual police actions and everything else.
Death.
We won, they lost.
They want us to kill more people. Japan said, well, we don't want any more of our people to die.
Right.
We're done. You're right. Definitive winner. We're done.
Half of the government of Japan didn't want to be done. They had a coup going on behind the scenes because half of them said, no, we're still not done yet. Listen, folks, on that, we've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
We're Sound Income Strategies, and baby boomers who work with us know the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, income. At Sound Income Strategies, we transform high-fee, high-taxed retirement spend-down schemes into sustained retirement income. And we can do the same for you. For your free, no-obligation income kit,
call 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234.
It's time to get off the Wall Street roller coaster, stop the retirement spend down schemes, and join the income generation. For your free, no obligation income kit,
call 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Sound Income Strategies, the secret to a great retirement is our middle name.
Call 866-913-1234.
USA Radio News.
The White House blamed the Iranian president for inciting of war words with President Donald Trump, who warned that verbal threats could escalate a military conflict with the United States. Today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was on Fox News explaining our position with Iran.
The president's been clear from the beginning, since the first day he took office and even before, that nuclear proliferation was something that he was not going to tolerate, something he would aggressively stand up and talk about.
Police in Toronto, Canada are not ruling out terrorism as a motive for a man who walked down a busy street and fired in the restaurants and cafes, shooting and killing 14 people. This eyewitness describes the scene.
I heard at least 20 shots in intervals. You know, clip being spent, reloading, clip being spent. I saw at least 4 people shot here by the fountain.
The attacker did die after exchanging gunfire with police. So far, all police have said is that he was a 29-year-old male. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com.
We still got a ways to go yet, so we ain't done.
We absolutely aren't. Folks, listen, if you're just tuning in, I am Mike Hewitt, my co-host, Miles Bauer, and Ludwig von Wiedendorsky. And speaking of Ludwig von Wiedendorsky, it is time for Ludwig's Screwball of the Week Award.
I almost forgot about that.
Oh, no, never.
Ugh.
Never, never. We're trying to get it always on today, but it's been kind of hit and miss. But we haven't missed it, I don't think, maybe 1 week. Ludwig, have you got a nominee?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Not yourself.
We'll save that for somebody else to nominate.
That'd be a bad nomination.
Yeah, we agree he's a bad nominee.
Former CIA Director Brennan.
Brennan?
For urging Pompeo...
Wait, stop. I'm offended. My feelings are hurt. I need to grab a picket sign. Oh. This guy was the leader of one of our iconic internal bureaucracies.
Yep.
The idea that you think any leader in that realm would be a screwball is shocking.
Wow. You're using that word, leader, awfully loose.
All right.
It's like saying I love you to a 16-year-old when you're still in high school.
What pearls of wisdom did Mr. Brennan
He tweeted out right after the Putin-Trump summit that Pompeo, Bolton, and Kelly should all resign for Trump's treasonous comments.
Okay. So you think that qualifies him?
Absolutely.
Okay. We're kind of on the same page, and I hate to admit that. Mine was Cohen, who's the rep from Tennessee that was looking for a military coup. That's what his tweet was about. Where is our military? So these two guys, I think they both qualify to be nominees for certain. Miles, have you got any addition to the pile of screwballs?
Yeah, so I'm going to say Ludwig von Wiedendorsky.
What? It is his award. There's no question about it. What did he do to be honored with such a... He's not won in a while.
He has so many fascinating things, though. He's got self-moving car keys. He's got a malfunctioning alarm clock.
Keeping in mind his car keys, I now equate to the guns in Chicago. Because when I set my keys down, they stay there. And when I put my guns down, they stay there. Ludwig and his keys versus and the folks in Chicago with their guns. You got a self-animated...
I got kids that hide them or move them sometimes. I got a wife that drives the car sometimes.
You've got wonderful children because of your wife. Are you blaming your kids on your keys?
Not on this one. They were in my warm-up pocket from the hockey game I was coaching, and I forgot they were in there.
My warm-up pocket.
I'm going to nominate someone else.
No, you're out of gas. We've already got two on the table, plus you is three, and I've got one more. So if you started labeling all the screwballs in America, it would look like a Chicago phone book. Listen, my contribution to this is all of the federal legislators and probably a handful of state legislators that immediately following the comments that Trump made or didn't make, depending on your perspective, on the press conference with Putin, they immediately ran to their typewriters and penned out a distancing statement, which effectively caused them to be joined with Chucky Schumer. That's the effect of what they did. The irony to it and what makes them screwballs in my mind and what raises them to the level of nomination is that, forget the obvious. I mean, I get that they immediately cowered and ran for a dark corner and there was Chuck and them standing together. Forget that part. It appears that their assumption is that the constituents in their many districts thought of them first. As soon as they watched this drama, what would my congressional representative be saying? I hope he or she distanced themselves from this outlandish lack of comment. Think about that for a minute, lack of comment. I looked at them, I'm going, really? You really appraise yourself pretty awfully high. So that's my nomination.
Maybe people who don't even know who the representative is.
That's the fun part. And these folks assume that they got to run right out and turn them and change their name to Brute and join with Chucky Schumer. I thought, wait a minute, I thought you guys were Republican. Folks, my position on that overall is that if you don't have something positive to say, don't. Wait till the dust settles because you know that you're caught in the firestorm of the far-left crazy media.
Mm-hmm.
You know that you're stuck in that firestorm. So your choice is to keep your powder dry, and figure out what you're actually dealing with before you step out. That's compared to assuming everyone's waiting with bated breath for you to say something wise. Stop. Don't overappraise yourself. That would be my comment. That's why they get my nomination. We got four on the table. What are you shaking your head about, Lud?
I've been saying the outlandish this week. That even raises to this level.
That's because you weren't here on time. Brian Thomas, who do you vote for?
Is it Cohen? The thing about the military coup is that you got to be kidding me.
He denies that, by the way. He said it, but then he within a few hours, tried to backpedal about what the meaning of the tweet was. There's no question.
I mean, the tweet was there.
Tweet was there. There's no question what the man was saying.
And then deleted.
Where is our military, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, the guy was calling for a coup. The other one, I can't remember which one of them was calling for...
Comey said this. Asked for the patriots and military to step up.
But one of the other geniuses wanted the shadow government to step up.
I didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember.
There were so many screwballs.
Is there some sort of admittance there that there's an existence of such?
That's exactly my interpretation. Finally, the far left recognizes that they've created a shadow government.
Kind of like Russia hacked a server.
Right.
But nobody else outside the FBI has seen this server.
Right.
But somehow we know.
Would you just need to have faith. Need to trust.
This is why I'm nominated. I'm using too many facts. There we go.
That's why you're nominated.
Yeah,
all right. So you voting for who, Brian?
He said it was Cohen that tweeted out
He's
the military coup.
Yeah.
That
That's
got
too
one.
Much for you?
That got him, yeah.
Okay. Miles Bauer, who are you voting for?
I'm going to go with Brian's vote, too.
You're on Cohen also? Ludwig?
Yeah.
The only reason I think Cohen goes over the top with this, but he's also the same guy who said that Stroke should get a Purple Heart in the same week.
Did he win one before? I know he was nominated before.
Yeah.
The guy's pretty important. Just ask him.
Never heard of him until recently,
which
is not a good thing.
Yeah, next thing you know, he'll be on stage with somebody's severed head. This guy is maniacal.
I go Cohen.
So he gets a unanimous vote, but you're tied. You're right there beside him. You're runner-up at least. Is that true, Miles Bauer?
Apparently votes for Ludwig carry more weight.
They do, absolutely.
Yeah, when you don't get any, you still tie. This is like the Democratic nomination.
Wow.
Superdelegates chimed in.
We have superdelegates, Miles Bauer.
Yeah, I was going to say, vote for Lud is just implied.
Yeah,
you don't even have to vote.
That's automatic. So when you say I vote for Cohen, it's I vote for Cohen / Ludwig.
It must be like the Russians.
Like their running mates.
The Russians hacked your votes.
Yeah, they're like running mates. That's what I'm telling you.
Cohen, Ludwig, 2020?
I don't know. I was put off by the Republicans, but you're right. I don't want to do a sweeping thing. That would be terrible. And Cohen, I think, with a military coup suggestion, really steps in it.
It's just too far.
It's a bridge too far. That's what we said early in the week. It's a bridge too far.
The Purple Heart comment just put me over the top with it.
But that was a week ago. You hold grudges a long time.
This guy, we'll see if he's here next week.
You don't think so?
No, I'm saying if he'll be nominated next week, I'm guessing he might be.
I'm telling you, listen, before we go to a break, reforms loom, but not capitalism, the new Cuban president says. By the way, they want an economy, they want markets, but they're still rejecting the word capitalism, which reminded me of Barbara Streisand and Sally Struthers and all the rest of the loony share, all the rest of those screwballs out there that love the money that capitalism has made them, but they don't like the word. Well, jeepers, come on. All these guys are all in the same bag.
Yeah, well, it's just like the Cortez, she said that capitalism hasn't always been around, it's not going to last forever, and in fact, America wasn't even a capitalist economy when we first were founded, apparently.
She's talking about the pilgrims?
I'm guessing under British rules what she's referring to.
She probably was referring to the first landing when they started out that first year. You know, you do this, I do that, we're going to be wonderful together.
Yeah.
And they almost starved themselves because the result of that handshake was that nobody did anything expecting the other person to do it. Folks, we've got to go to a break and we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You You are hearing The Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. It has returned. Oh, yeah, you better believe it. The Enigma Report. It's time.
It is time, folks, and it is the Enigma Report. If you're just tuning in, first off, you're late. But if you're just tuning in, I am Mike Hewitt. My co-hosts, Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski. Listen, we've got two enigmas. The first one's a brief one, and the second one's going to take some time. The first one, I'm reading this from HollywoodReporter.com. Batwoman TV series in the works at CW. And evidently, this particular Batwoman is a lesbian. And I first off, I got to tell you, don't care. I don't care, and I'm not pushing back. If that's what they want to do, God bless them. But what I don't get is there a, to me, is there a dividing line between seeking equality, tolerance, and respect versus advocating a lifestyle? Am I interpreting this wrongly, Ludwig?
No.
Is that how you see, to me, that's a question. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think this is all about advocacy and not equality. Why does this even matter? Why do we have to state that?
I never knew, all of the years I've been watching Batman and Batwoman, it never occurred to me what their sexual preferences might be. Honest, folks, that thought never crossed my mind. None of the Batman series, the Batwoman movie, the 1960s Bam Pow, it never occurred to me to ponder about what their sexuality was. It just didn't. Same with Superman, I don't care. Same with Superwoman, I don't care. That's what I've been joking all along, talking to the waitstaff. Before you take my order, I'd like to tell you about my sexual preferences. You're going, really? How does that fit in? How is that a demand for equality versus advocating? And it is advocating. I'm with them on equality. I am pushing back hard on advocating. Miles, am I wrong in taking that position?
No, but I mean, but I think this is the reason why, you know, when they did, like, I think Showtime had the anti-Trump, Sacha Baron, the comedian, and was making fun of Trump supporters, or Netflix.
Yep, that worked out well for both of them.
Yeah, and so they wonder why this stuff crashes and burns. Well, when you're impugning your audience, of course they're not going to tune in. So I think it demonstrates just how far out of the mainstream Hollywood is. They just don't understand the mainstream.
But where does the money come from? I always ask that you follow the money. So when I look at a Batwoman that's a lesbian, by the way, I still don't care if she's a lesbian. But I wonder, who's writing? This stuff is expensive to make. So I'm asking, who writes the check because this is reasonable? Who's sitting there with a several million dollar checkbook that goes, yes, that's reasonable. Let's do that.
Somewhere think it's going to make them more money.
It hasn't worked so far. We just talked about it early in the week where Netflix are in free fall.
Yeah. And they're blaming it on not enough original content.
Their original content is what's crushing them.
Yes.
They'd be doing a lot better with just showing back-to-back reruns of I Love Lucy and My Favorite Martian than what they're doing with the vulgar,
well, the agenda
program
of them.
This is the agenda.
Yeah.
And by the way, folks, just like I've always said, if it were just hard right, if that's all they were advocating, I want to be entertained. That's what you seek when you sit down after a long day of working and paying tax. Entertain me. Don't pound on me. And that's how I see the Batman, Batwoman. Not pretty soon they'll have a transgendered Bat something.
There's talks about a transgender superhero for Marvel because people are really pushing for it.
People are pushing for it?
And that's owned by Disney, and that's interesting.
Disney's been off the hook for a long time.
They even want a lesbian character in Frozen 2.
Disney has been absolutely crazy, far-left, nutty, screwball left for a generation.
Well, since its inception.
I think they always have leaned left.
Walt was a Nazi sympathizer.
But that's not, listen, according to the liberals, that'd make him right. So are you letting facts get in your way again, Lud?
I got to stop doing that. National Socialist Party, I don't know why we think that's loud.
National Socialist Workers Party.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, with anti-fascist tactics.
Yeah.
I mean, wait. It gets so confusing.
An intolerance of people's religion and views.
I don't know. Listen, Dayton bad, Cold War good. Miles, I'm confused about something else. It's an enigma to me, and I need you to coach me on this. You and I remember a time, Brian Thomas, I bet also, when the Democrats were very anti-communist, specifically Soviet communist, but also China communist.
You mean pro?
Yeah, I'm sorry, you're exactly right, pro. And now they're the other way. But listen, let me correct both of us. Before that, you had the JFK and then back. That era was very anti-communist. The era of the 70s and the 80s, they were very pro those folks. And now they're back on the path of being very against
Was it McCarthy, a Republican?
McCarthy was a Republican.
And they were against him on that?
Because he was calling all, they were a bunch of communists.
They flip and flop whatever.
They flip and flop, that's the point. They stick their finger in the air and say, okay, which way is the wind blowing? Because that's where we're going. Right now, and I think that's Miles' point with this enigma, and tell me if I'm wrong, but that's exactly his point, is that it behooves them now to all of a sudden be pro. But it was only, what was it, 5-6 years ago when Hilda Beast was up there with her reset button, making goody-goody with those folks and laughing and tee-heeing?
That was 10 years ago, no?
10 years? My time flies.
First Obama term, I think, like probably in the first year.
And so you go, wait a minute, how did we get from there to here? And the difference is whether they're in power or not. That is the difference. Miles, help me. Is that true?
Yeah, I was going to say, remember our good friend Senator Kennedy reached out to the Soviets back in the 80s saying, hey, you know, just hold tight. Reagan will be gone soon, and then we'll be able to get back to business.
Yeah, but listen, you brought something up with that that's really important to highlight here, especially this week. Because what Ted Kennedy, the lion of the Senate, actually did, I like to think of him as the murderous Ted Kennedy, after he got the pregnant lady that accidentally died and he sat on a bank and had a cigarette thinking about it and then went back to the bed. That guy reached out to the Soviets in 1984 and said, you've got to help us take Reagan out in 84. True story, folks. It happened. You can find it. It's highly documented. There's pictures of him sitting there in the room with those folks. That was the dialogue. And now they're all running around with their mouth agape that they cannot possibly believe that the Russians would engage in our... Ted Kennedy asked them to. Ted Kennedy begged them to help defeat Reagan's reelection. Think about what I just said. It's a truism. And it's an enigma to me within this enigma. That the very folks that think Ted Kennedy was wonderful are now aghast. When you start getting into the facts and the figures of this, it gets to be just sadly laughable.
The last administration approved a quarter of our uranium to be sold to them.
Yes. Now they're our enemy. Yeah. Got to keep this straight now. But listen, when a Democrat wins, you can mark this down. When a Democrat wins, they will have solved this problem, and Russia will be our friend again.
Well, they'll say we have to reset our relations.
Well, they'll reset it, but it didn't work with Obama because he drove our relationship with them through his idiocy into the toilet.
Yeah.
We watched that. Putin said it, like him or not. I get that he's not a nice guy. No, I don't want to have a beer with him or Obama. Let's be clear about that. I don't want to have a beer with either one of them. But Putin said it. You've taken our relationship and drove it into the toilet for 8 years. Now you want to do what? And it goes back to Miles' point early in the week when Putin's up there on the stage laughing at our media. And it's what you said earlier, Ludwig, during a break, that you commented about how it's fascinating that the world media asks a different class of questions than what our domestic media does of our federal leadership.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah. Our media will ask Putin a question that's so off the rails, and that one of their reporters won't do the same to our president. They have respect.
It's what a difference in culture.
They don't have Jim Acosta on their side.
And by the way, they're all left, which is fine.
Yeah.
But there's a difference in decorum and respect.
Yes.
There really is. And that's really the foundation that America used to have that we've seen evaporate. Listen, folks, we're in the final 30 seconds. Do me a favor. This show is largely sponsored by RenegadeRiver.com. Please take a visit. Ludwig von Wiedemdorski, I was glad you were able to show up today. Miles Bauer, thank you. Brian, thank you. But mostly, folks, thank you very, very much. And we'll see you as soon as we can.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now, you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Cool. There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Visit discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Trump came out today and said he's very happy with the progress in talks with the denuclearization of North Korea. Also today, President Trump has been tweeting about Iran, and some of the threats have been going back and forth between the Iranian president and President Trump. Congressman Lee Zeldin said there's one thing we need to remember when dealing with Iran.
We want to reassume a position of strength. The military option is real. We say we can't be silent, not because we want war, but because we want to prevent it. And that was one of the mistakes that was made in the past, was that we were allowing Iran in their streets, on their holidays, in their parliament, to be talking about destroying America.
Salvage operators resurfaced a duck boat today that sunk last week during a severe thunderstorm, killing 17 people. Pam Smith lost her husband in the storm.
He says it's not good, Pam. I told him I loved him. He told me he loved me. And I asked him to take care of the kids.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There's plenty for President Trump to be pleased about in the latest poll on his job performance. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The new NBC Wall Street Journal survey gives President Trump the highest approval numbers of his presidency from Republican voters. It shows 88% of Republicans surveyed approve of how he's handling his duties. His approval rating among all registered voters, 45%. That's up a point.